With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will pay a visit to Washington on Monday to meet with President Trump after the U.S. and Russian presidents left Alaska without a ceasefire in place.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will fly to Washington, D.C. on Monday to meet President Donald Trump in the wake of the summit in Alaska. After the U.S. and Russian leaders left Alaska without an agreement on Ukraine, Zelensky said he held a long and substantive conversation with Trump early Saturday, thanking him for an invitation to meet in person next week. Trump also held calls with European leaders and said that if it all works out, he'll then schedule another meeting with President Putin. Zelensky said he spoke to Trump one-on-one and then in a call with NATO leaders, in conversations lasting over 90 minutes. The group, including the head of the European Union, France, Germany, and the UK, then released a joint statement saying they're ready to work towards a trilateral summit with European support. Zelensky last met Trump in the Oval Office in February. I'm Nayan Kim.
Also at srnews.com, Ned Ryan with a conservative political training organization, American Majority, says Republicans should have no qualms about creating those new congressional seats in Texas and elsewhere.
I think Republicans have a moral obligation to use their political power to send the Marxists back into the political wilderness, and to not do so, in many ways, is immoral.
Ryan, who spoke with the Salem Radio Network, says that he and his group, the American Majority, believe that Republicans should have no qualms of any kind about exercising the political power that they have been given.
I don't think there should be any questions about us going and looking at Texas and Ohio and Florida, and I think Indiana and Missouri as well. And if we can get 13 to 15 new Republican seats before the 26 elections, that would be spectacular.
He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to children in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hundreds of representatives of Syria's Christians and other minority religious groups are calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution, one that guarantees religious freedom. The declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert their rights of their communities in the country's evolving political framework following the fall of President Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. Media watchdog Adam Gillette says universities are only pretending to adhere to President Trump's new policies against DEI.
The very next day, after Columbia agreed to a deal with the federal government, which included a prohibition on masks on campus, their president was heard on a hot mic saying, "Yeah, we're not actually going to do that." Because think about it for a second. At these universities, it's not merely that they've got bad presidents. They've got a massive faculty that is far left.
And Gillette says American tax dollars simply should not be going to universities to teach students to hate the country.
These are incredibly wealthy universities that we are subsidizing. Harvard, for example, gets over $1 billion, from the federal government annually. Why are we paying our tax dollars to subsidize radically violent anti-American institutions? It needs to stop.
Adam Gillette with Accuracy in Media made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.